I'm Father Affelbeck. I'm a priest of the Diocese of La Crosse. I work in our chancery office and archives in La Crosse. So a lot of people have been asking what the roads were like yesterday when I came. They were fine. There was nothing to be concerned about. Father Wehner was stuck in California, or still is stuck in California, and unable to get a flight in, so I was called to come and help this weekend. And I told him to stay there a while, because it might take a little bit to straighten this out, huh? I don't think he's going to follow my advice. He doesn't usually, so. But I told him that things were okay in here, but he said he was going to try to make it back as soon as possible. Let's think about the gospel today. What we just heard is taken from the Sermon on the Plain in the Gospel of Luke. This is St. Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is found in the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's where Jesus lays out his great teaching. And this is one of the most sacred, inspiring, annoying, and puzzling text in the New Testament, because it speaks of loving our enemies. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." There's nothing in today's gospel about just tolerating our enemies, not just vaguely accepting them, but what we find in the gospel is all about loving our enemies. And when we think of enemies, we might think for a second of some great global enemy, perhaps Saddam Hussein, perhaps Hitler. We can hold that in our mind for a second, but then to make it a bit more personal, to hold in our mind someone whom you just don't like, someone who annoys you to no end, someone whom you might even harm if you could, especially if you could get away with it. To hold that person in your mind and then hear these words of our Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." It's hard, isn't it? It's annoying, wouldn't you say? Puzzling. I think so. The first reading of today's Holy Mass is fascinating. It deals with conflict between Saul and David. Remember that Saul became envious of David. David was very successful, and Saul not so. And so Saul seeks to kill him. This isn't just a light quarrel. This is a life and death struggle. Saul, with his army, pursues David. In the reading for today, the tide is turned. David sneaks into Saul's camp, and the king and all his men are fast asleep. And with one thrust of the spear, Saul would easily be dead. But David wouldn't allow it. There were those who would say that David had every right to end this insanity by killing Saul, but he doesn't. You see, Saul had been unjustly, aggressively, insanely hunting down David in order to kill him. One of the greatest tests of our moral fiber is what we do when the tide turns and suddenly our enemies are delivered into our power. It's interesting to think of this. To think of someone you don't like, someone who has caused harm to you, perhaps even great harm, someone who had a position where they could hurt you, and now, because of the passage of time, as this often happens, There's a promotion. There's a misfortune. There's something that happens. Things have changed. And now you're in a position to get them. And what do? How do you respond? This is exactly what happened to David. And David, he took the high road. He didn't slay Saul. He loved his enemy. The love of enemies is the best test of love. Love is not a feeling or a sentiment, but love is an act of the will. Love is that part of me where I decide what's good for someone else, and then I do it. To love, to want, to wish, to desire greatly what is best for another. And because of the nature of love, the ultimate test of love is to deliberately focus my good wishes on someone else. To intentionally want what is best for those who aren't going to love me in return. Love is often focused, of course, on those who love us. Kindness is often directed to those who are also kind to us. Doing what is right and good to those who thank us and say something nice to us or say something nice about us. That's where very often our energies are focused. And now we realize, though, that this isn't love. This is self-interest. If we're doing something with this idea that there's going to be a return, there's going to be a reward, that's self-interest. That's not love. To stop being kind to someone because we haven't received kindness in return, that's not love. What's love? Love is a very peculiar thing. It means that I'm not worried about me when I wish with all my heart to do what is best for you. I just want to do good for you. Period. There's no strings attached. There's no necessities or niceties are somehow needed in return. And when you and I will the good of the other, when we want what is good for the other, when we desire this with all of our heart, with no return, then we know that we love them. Jesus said as much. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinner love those who love them. He asked, if you do good to those who do good to you, how can you claim any credit? Even sinners do the same. And there it is. The test of love. The test of love is to love our enemies. It's hard, isn't it? It's annoying, wouldn't you say? It's puzzling, to say the least. Jesus said to his disciples, to you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Peace to you on this holy day, and to all who love our Lord and our neighbor with simplicity of heart.
Bingo will be held at 7 o'clock p.m. this Monday in the Fellowship Hall at St. John's. All are invited to the Burgers and Fries Supper this Wednesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. in the school cafeteria at St. Gabriel's. A talent show will follow the meal. The parish council will meet this Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at St. John's.